Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Jay Binkley in studio, our drafts insider. He has his draft special with Christian Ocero coming up next Thursday night at the Landing. We're all going to be there. Your chance to win $965 plus an autographed Chiefs helmet. It is going to be a ton of fun. Always a packed house. We were giving Drew a hard time. He was talking to you for the last hour. I understand you guys went through. He prepped you on everything we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Let's start with NASCAR.
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding.
No NASCAR, Blue Chew, beer, Chiefs, Bengals.
I heard you guys had an in-depth NASCAR conversation.
We did.
Too.
We did.
Binkley, when we were looking for spots to meet up for the Cody and Gold road trip down there in Springfield.
Great place.
I suggested Mothers, but we were worried that maybe kids wouldn't be allowed. So we needed a family-friendly place.
So we're meeting somewhere else.
You bring kids and dogs and whatever. They just can't drink the beer. But
yeah, they have multiple locations now. I think there's some Mothers brewing up in Idaho now.
Yeah, Mothers brewing. It's like the gold standard.
No pun intended.
I love Mothers brewing. Matter of fact, I took my mother one time. I got a selfie
took
with
your
my mother.
To mother?
I always wanted to do it. Get a selfie with my mother at Mothers.
Always wanted to. Huh?
But it's my favorite beer. Mothers Winter Grind. But Springfield, and that Springfield's like a beer town, man. They like six or seven downtown.
We're excited.
It's awesome.
Yeah, we enjoyed Arkansas. Don't get me wrong. We had a great time down there. But this is something different. And we're going to meet at a bar down there that's supposed to have in Springfield. That's supposed to have really good chicken wings down there in Springfield as well.
Good chicken wings everywhere.
And we're not going to be there. The game won't end in time for us to go to Lambert's because we wanted to go with Drew to Lambert's. He's been to Lambert's before.
Throw a roll.
Get some roll and just home style food. I mean, you know, just large portions, just pig out of that. But we'll have to do some other stuff, man.
Take the Waffle House on the way back.
Well, I love Drew said he's driving back after the game. He's not going to stay, I don't think. So I don't know. He can stop wherever he wants on the way back. Bucky's or wherever.
What was the college coach who said he couldn't recruit? They decided whether or not to recruit somebody, whether or not they liked Waffle House?
Yes, during the NCAA tournament this year.
Well, Gus Malzahn, I know, went after every Auburn game when he was Auburn's coach. He went after every game to the Waffle House.
There was
like
a college coach who said
he knew they couldn't recruit.
Troy University's coach, Scott Cross, used Waffle House as a recruiting tool, often bringing recruits to the restaurant for breakfast. He reportedly only recruits players who like Waffle House.
I was at Chili's last night, and this dude walking in was talking about how much he liked the Waffle House. I was like, whoa, man, this is like worlds collide.
Huh.
At Chili's, talking about the Waffle House? Come on, man.
Bink, let's start with draft crushes at running back, since that is where we kind of started the show today. I've given an answer for a couple of the guys I really like. Quinchon Judkins is my one as far as like guys that will be available to the Chiefs
from this Ohio State.
I'm familiar with the Ohio State roadblock, but this is my personal choice.
But he's an Ole Miss guy. He played most of his career at Ole Miss, which Brett Veach, SEC in the wheelhouse, former SEC scout when he's with the Eagles. So clearly, and dude is strong, man. He would fit right in this offense.
Who's your guy, Bink? Who's your guy at running
back? Kim and Henderson. I love both those guys.
What do you think of
Dylan Samuels is my favorite.
Okay, that is your. So we were doing running back wise, realistic running back options. I mentioned him because while he's a smaller guy, I want explosiveness out of the running back spot. He provides that. I know he's not the best pass catcher out of the running back group, but Dylan Sampson, if he's there in round three and they're taking a running back, that'd be who I would hope.
But he's a great blocker. He's a great blocker.
You got to be a good blocker if you're going to be a third down back in Kansas City.
Because I've always thought that Andy Reid likes three things with running backs. One, can you block? Two, can you catch? Three is running.
Can you, I mean, not fumble? Running back running, I mean, fumble. Somewhere, that's, well, on
that's
somewhere.
That's the issue with the Tootin kid. Yeah. He's fast as hell.
But he had like a 29-yard average returning kickoffs and had two touchdowns doing that. So
they have enough guys that can return kicks.
Here's the one thing about it. I heard you guys kind of whizzing on Martinez, Damien Martinez.
That's Cody. Cody all of a sudden likes him.
Why did you whiz on Damien Martinez? They brought him in for top 30.
I don't think he, no, I said he's likes my, him. I said he's third on my list.
Yeah. Okay,
So Quinshon Judkins was one.
Okay.
So RJ Harvey is two, and then Martinez would be third on my list if I were choosing running backs in this class that I think fit Kansas City. I wasn't knocking Martinez.
You were knocking.
He didn't say anything. I just briefly mentioned.
No, you did off air. Weren't you talking about a speed? You were talking about a speed.
There's no way Gold was talking about Martinez's speed.
You were talking about a speed. I thought Drew was saying, "Oh, he didn't like a speed or something."
What? That's because he ran a 4.51. He was just like Caleb Johnson.
I thought that was.
I didn't like Caleb Johnson's speed
because he was 24. That
but
also
I don't
was the
care
thing.
About
he's old as hell. He'd be 20. He's gonna be 25 before the season starts.
I told you, running back. I don't care. I only want him for 4 years anyway. I don't care if he's 25 or 20. Like, I don't want him longer than, and I don't think you do either, really. There's very few running backs you would want beyond 4 years.
Yeah, but I forgot. He's 25 before the season starts.
And as we talked about before, don't look too much into top 30 visits. A lot of times, to be honest with you, I think it's a smokescreen. But they do it if they have other questions for you, and especially if they think you're fourth or seventh round. They bring them in, and they've done it before. They've drafted those guys. Kingsley came in for a visit last year, drafted him. Mm-hmm.
Rashee Rice
came in. B.J. Thompson came in. So several guys have done it, but don't always go crazy over the 40. Derrick Henry ran a 4.54 at the combine. Come on, you would take him.
You and Chris going to do one more mock draft before we get to draft night, or what's the plan?
We are. Last night we did, and we released it today. We did the mock of all 32 teams.
Let's get into that then.
We did them all, including the Chiefs, and then Monday we'll put out our Chiefs only one for the final Chiefs only one. I need your picks too, Cody and Alex.
We can do that.
Drew's going to give us all his picks, but we want everybody at the station's picks.
I did not know you guys did a full first round mock. All right, let's go through
that.
We did,
and we released it. It would be nice to have a siren for it.
Wow.
Fire it. All right, let's go through all 32.
It's not a tornado.
All right.
Where do you have Sanders?
How many quarterbacks? How do you have the top 10 going? The key positions and spots everybody's talking about is the Giants. Obviously, at three, do they take Sanders or not in your mock?
You know what? In our mock, we went Abdul Carter. Okay. And Shador was definitely talked about because that's kind of been the hot name to move up. Because I think it'll save Daboll's job, to be honest with you, because he would have a rookie quarterback.
Is he going to play? They got Russ and Jameis. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think he goes there. They'd be silly not to take Abdul Carter. And Abdul Carter's like tweeting out about Lawrence Taylor. I mean, really? He's all about the Giants. Yeah, I don't see Abdul going past three. I think Shador, honestly, could very well end up in New Orleans.
That's what we were talking about earlier week at nine with Derek Carr injury. Okay, so you had him at nine. Totally makes sense.
Travis Hunter was two, and of course, Cam Ward was one. By the way, if you can't get your first three right,
you're not winning our draft contest.
I think three's a little bit tough because the New York Giants held a private workout, and I'm convinced that means that ownership or it's tough. Either ownership or the management doesn't like Sanders, and the other half does. And if it's ownership that really likes him, if ownership likes him, then it feels like they'll take Sanders because you're the owner.
Here's a generational talent going to fall right to him because Cleveland's going to go Travis Hunter. So Carter is going to go to the Giants, it's generational talent.
But can we admit something about generational talent in this issue with not taking that instead
of
Sanders?
Can we talk about how much the Giants are a big bag of suck?
But here's the problem. That's why. Dude, you can take as many generational talents at defensive end as you want in the top three. You can have Myles Garrett on your team. How much do the Browns matter? None. Because they don't have a quarterback. Take as many generational defensive ends as you want at three. It doesn't matter if you don't have a quarterback.
Do you know what?
I would just take Sanders. It doesn't do any good.
Sometimes taking the best players. Think about this. 1989 draft. Four of the top five are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's like the best top five in the history. And there's one that sticks out like a sore thumb. Tony Mandridge, number two. Because Troy Aikman went one, then Mandridge, then Derek Thomas. Then Barry Sanders. Don't forget about Barry. Then Derek Thomas.
Pretty good.
As far as the top four is concerned. But four of the top five are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which is insane.
All right, what did you have happening then for the Steelers at 21 if they're not going to be able to get Sanders? Are they drafting a quarterback in yours?
We had Jackson Dart going there.
You did. Yeah. So Dart went at 21. Okay. Three quarterbacks off the board.
three quarterbacks off the board.
You get Milroe in the first somehow, too?
And for last year was kind of interesting because you had the seven receivers tying a record in the first round from 07 draft. Then, or excuse me, that was linemen because you had eight offensive linemen. Then 04 was the seven receivers that were taken last year. And then Laiatu Latu was taken 14th, so it was all about offense. And then all of a sudden they started going defense at 14. I'm just curious when some of these runs start going. The wide receiver talent, clearly not there, and there is an abyss between the top and this whole middle area. I think Steve Smith on his podcast was calling it the chunky middle of wide receivers. Tedrone McMillan.
We got hot zones. We got chunky middle. We got T-Mac,
chunky middle is a very unappealing
T-Mac
prospect.
T-Mac is man. Like, T-Mac is almost in Chiefs type range.
Well, I mean, if McMillan out of Arizona falls to 31, then I would be all about taking him there. What, real quick, before we get to what you guys had in your mock at 31, is a trade-up scenario something you could see? There's a report out of Minnesota that the Chiefs are a likely team to trade up to 24 because the Vikings only have four picks. And we're like, okay, well, if they're trading up to 24, is it only for one position? Is it only for two positions? If I told you they traded up to 24, who and what position do you think they're taking?
I think it'd be Derek Harmon. Honestly, I think a more likely trade up for the Chiefs would be the Rams. The Rams have been very willing trade partners. They're
at
26. Very willing trade partners with the Chiefs. But keep this in mind. Unless you're in the top 10, your value going forward, they could trade back, but what kind of value are you going to get for it, especially picking 31? You're not going to get great value. You're just not. They already have another second-round pick. They got two third-round picks, including pick 66. So you got to think about the value. What are people willing to give up to move to 31? This isn't like trading up into the top 15. Definitely not trading up into like the top 10 like they did for Mahomes. Only person I could see, it's not going to be a quarterback. That's what you hope, like a Will Levis-type player that clearly not a good player, but teams might have been desperate for him, and he came to Kansas City, and he gladly flew out the next day before he was drafted for anybody. But Luther Burden, T-Mac would be two of those guys that could see maybe a team wanting to get back in to the first round. Because the second round, things get nuts. Because essentially, it's like the first round all over again. The second round is my favorite round. That's when like the board kind of resets itself, and you figure out who's picking where. And they have all day to think about it before that second round. So the second round, to me, is the fun round.
Who did you have the Chiefs taking at 31, you and Chris, in your Liz mock?
We went, say with me, Cody.
Derek Harmon?
Thank you.
Yeah! Not with you, but same difference.
With Derek Harmon. Hey, he was there. Burton was already off the clock at that point. Derek Harmon's my favorite dude in this. I like Nick Scorton a lot, too. And I think Nick Scorton's
he was in your first mock, wasn't
he? He was. And it'd be a lot of people looking at him as second-round type guy. I think Nick Scorton's a first-round guy, and I would clearly go Scorton in the first round. I think that guy's that talented. And he fits Spag's system.
What has happened? I always ask you this because everybody does it. What changed from your first mock with Scorton to where now he's not your pick?
It depends on if he's there. Like we do. Okay. I mean, we're not just doing things like I used to, which is grab the who we want.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of.
Think Scorton's going earlier?
Scorton was. I think he went to the Bills in the Pro Football because the Bills pick right before the Chiefs, and of course, a lot of their needs are just like the Chiefs.
Yes, very similar.
And keep an eye on the Chargers too. The Chargers lost Bosa, who's now in Buffalo. They need edge help, and they also need wide receiver help because they didn't do a darn thing in free agency. So look for great receivers in L.A. with the Chargers, and look at Buffalo sitting right before the Chiefs. Because I don't know what to say about Buffalo, but they seem to take the Chiefs phone calls, which is insane. Will they take the Chiefs phone calls if the Chiefs try to
stop at some point?
But the Chiefs are being really careful with who they talk to and who visits because people are watching. What are the Chiefs going to do? Because that's why if I'm the Chiefs, I bring everybody in. I bring in Josh Simmons. I bring them all in and let them, work out with Josh Simmons. Because, Ian Rapoport and Schefter and all around. Oh, Josh Simmons in Kansas City for stop.
They should have brought in Shedeur Sanders just to really throw
just
everybody
to really
off,
mess with everybody.
What's going on here?
Burn a top 30 visit. Yeah. Of those wide receivers,
can you believe they're going to retire his number at Colorado? Isn't that stupid?
We did. So Travis Hunter, I get. He's
12-13.
Travis Hunter's a Heisman Trophy Award winner, so I have no problem with that.
I get that one. A player of the year in offense and defense. So.
He does hold a lot of the passing stats, but obviously if Cordell Stewart's not retired, then what's the point?
I said they should retire Shiloh, too, and just put all this on.
The one thing I do like about Stewart is his toughness. Dude was sacked 152 times. I mean, there was something. He wasn't the guy that went out of the game.
That's his own fault, but yeah.
But they had relatively no running game. Dylan Edwards then transfers to Kansas State, so they went that year, last year without Dylan Edwards. The running game was always tough. And the offensive line play was so bad, but he stood tough and he delivered the football. I'll give him credit for that.
People love to hate on Shedeur, and I understand, rub some people the wrong
but
way.
But the dude's tough. Dude's a football player.
People don't like how he goes about his business, and that's, everybody's going to have their opinion. the way we've kind of talked about him now, and like people are like, oh, I wouldn't draft him and all this stuff. It's crazy to me. I'm not telling you he's gonna be a Hall of Famer. I'm not telling you he's gonna win Rookie of the Year, but I also don't think he's just gonna suck. I think he's gonna be a starter in this league for a while. I really believe that. And if that's what you think he is, and I do, then taking him in the top five or the top 10 is not crazy at all. Like you don't not draft a guy just because he comes off as really arrogant. I'm not going to not draft him if I think the talent and everything else is there.
Newsflash, most quarterbacks are.
Yeah.
And they have a high sense of self-worth. But to be honest with you, could I envision him being just as good as Jackson Dart or Jalen Miller? I think they're kind of all in the same group. I think Cam Ward's clearly the better one of them. But with Shadur, Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, kind of in the same group. And Jalen Milroe is one of those guys, his hands magically grew for his pro day after the combine.
You ever had that happen?
Just like Will Campbell at LSU.
Your hands ever?
Got another inch on the arms. Yeah. Isn't that funny how that works? Yeah.
It's blue chew, but for the hands. That's right. When you look at the rest of the wide
receiver. That stuff does work. That's Drew. Drew hooks me up every time I come in.
Drew talks about it all the time.
I want to talk about wide receiver. You mentioned the chunky middle, which is the opposite of the A-plus body type we're talking about. Chunky middle is where the rest of us typically land.
But it's not talking about body type. It's talking about the chunky abyss.
A-plus body type.
Look, wide receiver is definitely a position I can talk myself into. Tight end as well, like with Fannin and some of these other guys. I really love Loveland.
Chiefs like Fannin a lot, by the way. He's slow, but they like him. He caught 117 passes last year at Bowling Green.
But of the wide receivers in the chunky middle, who do you actually like? So Jalen Royals showed up in a mock the other day. Trey Harris. Yeah, like who are they? Like
Jalen Noel. Really like him. Park Hill kid that went to Iowa State.
What's your number one choice out of the guys that are kind of stuck in that middle part that we know we're going to go somewhere in the second and third round?
Well, Jalen Noel. I really, really like Jalen Noel. Trey Harris, I really like too with his toughness and everything. I think people sleep on the Ole Miss receivers. They do.
DK Metcalf. Is it because of the system that they run there? They're just worried about same concerns people have about Jackson Dart.
Well, it's just like, remember when DK Metcalf kept sliding and sliding and sliding? I mean, you look at some of these receivers that are out of Ole Miss, and I think a lot of people sleep on how good that they actually are. Trey Harris is one of those tough guys to me. I like Trey Harris a lot. We'll see how he does at the next level, but who knows? I do like him, though. But Lane Kiffin, you put up big numbers in his offensive system, no question about it. But now it's about edges and defensive line and everything with Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin.
Does Lane Kiffin have one of the most interesting career trajectories of all time? Like, now everyone still thinks of him as, like, he's a high-level college football coach, which he clearly was from the beginning. But, like, his, like, rocket ship took off too fast or whatever it was, and he just kind of got stuck in
no man's land. He's a young head coach in the NFL back in those days. He spurned Tennessee, went to USC. As far as chunky middle, though, I like Jalen Higgins a lot, too, by the way, because he's got that size.
What's his story?
The Chiefs. He's 6'4". He's at Iowa State. He played at Iowa State, 6'4". About 220 pounds, 215.
Iowa State's got two guys that are going to go in the
Higgins and
second and third rounds.
The guy that I really like that we mocked to the Chiefs, Kyle Williams out of Washington State. He's a guy that's really climbing boards right now. A lot of people see him as maybe the 7th, 8th best receiver. But Kyle Williams, known as early on as like a 4th round type guy, he's moving up. He'll be a 2nd rounder at this point. The thing I like about him, he catches everything, runs great routes. He was with Cam Ward at Washington State before Cam Ward bolted to go to Miami.
We got Jay Binkley, our draft insider, joining us in studio here during Cody and Gold, of course. He'll be hosting our draft coverage along with Chris Unocero a week from tomorrow night at the Landing in Liberty. A conversation Cody and I were having earlier is, you know, the positional rankings of need, desire, wherever you want to phrase it, for the Chiefs and for you maybe as a fan watching this team, and how far down the list do you have to go to get to guard? And we're like, other than linebacker and safety, I don't know, and obviously punter or kicker, Wouldn't want him to draft a guard. Where are you? If I told you they drafted a guard in the 2nd round, in the 5th round, in the 7th, whatever it would be, they don't have a 5th round pick. What round would you be good with it, or you don't believe they're drafting a guard at all?
The 3rd round, 4th round, possibly.
That's the highest you'd go.
But here's the thing, though. I wouldn't shy away with getting a tackle and moving him to guard either.
That's different. I'll take the chance that he's a tackle and maybe ends up at guard.
You talked about Cable Dew a little bit from Kansas. That's the guy that played.
Oh, yeah, Cable Dew. A lot of notes on him.
Well, he had like 36 starts at right tackle. They moved him to left tackle for 11 games this year. But that's the guy that's going to probably move to the middle. He's going to be an interior lineman. It's what they're going to do. So it's one of those guys I like, Donovan Jackson. He is an Ohio State guy, so you got to kind of look past that.
So you think they're drafting a guard? At some point.
I think at some point. Charles Grant's a name to keep an eye on, too, out of William & Mary. Played at the FCS level, but it's a guy, possibly, you know, third round, you throw it to Art, second round. Charles Grant's a guy that, for development that I really liked. My best guard, Tyler Booker at Alabama, is going to be gone. I think he's the best guard in this draft. A lot of people like Gray Zabel from North Dakota State. He plays everywhere. He can play guards. It looks like he's probably going to play center in the NFL, though, is where Gray Zabel will end up.
I would put it below even safety. Like, I'm just telling you right now, Bank, like, if you just said, I would rather they take two defensive tackles before they took a guard. I'd rather they take two wide receivers before they took a guard. I just, like, it's not a need. And I don't know if Gold and I are trying to figure out if it's just we feel this way or if the organization does too. They have three viable options to start a guard. Kingsley, Caliendo, and Norzad, I would argue. If it's in the seventh.
And CJ Hansen.
We're not doing that. Yeah, and I like, maybe a little bit lower on him. Because he was probably taken in the seventh round, maybe. Yep. Is that where he was, out of Holy Cross or whatever?
But you know what, though? They like those guys because you think about where the Chiefs have done some damage in the seventh round, and they've gotten a lot of guard-type linemen in the
seventh
round.
They've gotten way too many. This would be like a roster construction thing. Good for them for winning 15 games. They have relied way too much on seventh-round picks the last 2 years. You're like, this is crazy. One of your starting corners, one of your starting... You're starting running back. It's like you start looking at the seventh round.
Well,
like,
you look at Super Bowl 57.
Sixth and seventh round. You're like, this is crazy.
Well, Super Bowl 57 was loaded with, you know, seventh round guys. Nazi Johnson and that.
Yeah.
Isaiah Pacheco, Jalen Watson. I mean, they utilized the seventh round in that.
And then if you can't undraft a guy like Turk Wharton and like anybody after that range, you're starting to talk like kind of a weird buildup of it. A
couple of questions on the text line for you, Banks. Someone
but
was
Al Greddy was a seventh rounder too. He's the one guy
been asked about for like a week from Bink.
I'm not sure that name. We can find that one. But
Mahomes' stepbrother.
One of the questions that someone was asking, just in general, not for the Chiefs, but who's your favorite player in the entire draft?
Well, like last year's Ben Sinner, right?
Oh, the Titan from K-State. Yep. Okay. So who is it this year? Do you have one?
Nazir Stackhouse, defensive lineman.
But he's a seventh round.
I know. He's been our Mr. Irrelevant.
In the whole draft, the guy that might be Mr. Irrelevant is your most relevant player. Okay.
Kyle Williams, if you would be serious. At a Washington State, the receiver. Probably. I was teasing Matt McMullen, who came in with our draft special last week, that because the Chiefs send him on these type of things. They sent him to Germany before the Chiefs went out there.
Sure.
He said, you know you're going to the parade at Mr. Relevant in San Diego because they throw a parade every year. Said, you know you're going. He goes, you know what? I'm all for you. I said, San Diego, you know you're going to Mr. Relevant because nobody's trading for that pick.
Have you been to the Mr. Irrelevant parade?
No, I haven't, but I'd love to.
I mean, if the Chiefs actually make the pick, we should make a plan. We can all go together.
Go to the
parade. The Mr. Irrelevant parade. Is it the next day? How quickly we got to get there?
I'm not sure when they actually have it. It's pretty soon after the draft.
Okay.
Is it like after winning the Super Bowl, they get you on a private jet immediately?
Well,
let's look at
Mr. Relevant parade.
While you're looking that up, Binkley, there's been one guy in the text line who's asked about this player 2-3 weeks in a row.
Yes,
will you please give us your breakdown of Graham Walker?
Okay. It's Mahomes' half-brother.
Yeah. Like actual half-brother.
Yes. He's not going to be a guy that's probably going to be drafted, to be honest with you. Okay. He was a wide receiver in Brown in the Ivy League. He transferred to Rice. He played a little tight end / H-back, kind of undersized for that, a little bit under 230 pounds. Great hands, though. I could see him. Yeah, Chris and I had this argument about him that the Chiefs could take him, throw him on the practice squad because obviously the familiarity with Mahomes does help because it is his half-brother. But it's not going to be a guy I think is drafted.
Sorry, I'm just laughing, like just imagining. I'm waiting for the first article in like July. Pick your publication locally that like tries to make it seem like this is like this massive connection now. That, well, he's his half brother, so he's going to be a star now in the league.
31 other teams in jump. Here's Mr. Relevant. Here,
not even drafted.
Here's Mr. Relevant. A parade held in Newport Beach, California, for the last player selected. The player, along with his family, is invited to spend a week in Newport Beach, attending various events like
that
a parade,
needs to get his butt to OTAs. Banquet,
even going
Rookie
to Disneyland.
Minicamp.
This is the following week of the NFL draft. So it's better to be Mr. Relevant than the guy picked right before Mr. Relevant.
Oh, of course.
I guess the Brock Purdy selection, man. I mean,
yeah, it would stink if you were prime. One pick before Mr. Irrelevant. That would be really crappy.
I mean, actually. Ryan Succop's probably the best in Chiefs history.
Yep. Yep.
A week-long vacation in Newport Beach. That sounds nice.
100%.
I've never been, but it sounds nice.
I guarantee McMullen will go. Guarantee
I'm not blindly in on any beach. I'd like to see it before
Newport?
I determine.
You wouldn't go to Newport?
I don't know. I've never been.
It's not Galveston.
Yeah.
See, that's what I mean by
Galveston's brutal. And the water is disgusting. I've been there.
That's Charles Barkley.
I lived an hour and a half away.
My sister lives there now.
In Galveston?
In Galveston. I have a sister who lives there.
Surprised you haven't gone to visit.
I don't want to go to Galveston.
Oh my goodness!
But you know the Chiefs will
slow on the list.
He will be going to that parade. Guarantee it.
Okay.
I told him get your bags packed for Newport Beach for a week.
Yeah. You want to stick around for another segment?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
All right. We'll talk some more football
and drink beer, find out
what else Bink wants to talk about as well. Coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Here on Cody Engel.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The Royals back at it this evening. Vern's on deck show is at 5. First pitch a little after 6. The Royals will try to avoid the sweep at the hands of the New York Yankees. Chris Bubich gets the nod tonight.
Please, Chris Bubich, save us! I hate the Yankees so much. They're so easy to hate.
Wow, and anytime Jazz Chisholm is doing well, too. That's the best. Honestly, the player, like, I don't like a ton of Yankees players anyway, but Jazz Chisholm going back to last year, anytime he gets a couple knocks, not enjoying that.
Yeah. I wanted to know what Seth Lugo was saying the other night when he was walking back to the dugout. Those home runs, three home runs in one inning, the bandbox. You know he was referring to something about that small ball park in New York. I want to know what Lugo is saying. Your lip readers, let's hear it.
They're a tough team to pitch against. Next up on What's Trending, the NBA play-in tournament began last night. The Warriors won 121-116. The Magic got their win as well over the Hawks. This begins 2.5 straight months of the NBA playoffs. Obviously, there'll be continued action tonight.
Let's go Hawks.
Long. Oh, you're an Atlanta Hawks guy. Huh?
Big time.
They better win tomorrow.
When the Kansas City Kings left Kansas City,
yeah,
I didn't follow them to Sacramento. I was pissed.
You became an Atlanta Hawks fan.
I sent, at this point, it's letters at the point because like emails really weren't around much because I'm old.
You sent a letter to who?
I did. I got, several teams. I didn't want to be a Lakers fan or anything. So I sent it to like the Hawks, the Nuggets, and all that. Nuggets sent me like a media guide back. But the Hawks sent a t-shirt. They upped the ante, so I became a Atlanta Hawks fan when the Kings left.
Okay.
I love the Kansas City Kings, man. Kansas City Kings are awesome.
That's what Shaq does, you know?
Elsewhere on What's Trending, bizarre story in the tennis world, a British tennis player, Harriet Dart, apologized after asking an opponent to wear deodorant during a match. Dart went up to the umpire to her opponent and told her that her opponent, I don't know how to pronounce her opponent's name, Lois, maybe something. Anyway, smells really bad.
That's crazy.
She apologized.
Dang.
Later.
That's,
you know, how bad you just smell. You know how
messed up. You know how messed up that is.
But also put some deodorant on.
Well, if it was that bad,
you know.
Quote: can you tell her to wear deodorant? Dart could be heard asking the umpire because the smell. Can you tell her to wear deodorant? She smells really bad.
Wow.
All the way across,
you know,
the court.
Perez.
Wow.
The umpire couldn't be heard responding while she was on the other side of the court. Dart's the world number 62 player, ended up apologizing in a story. Quote, I want to apologize for what I said on the court today. It was the heat of the moment. Comment that I truly regret. That's not how I want to carry myself. I take full responsibility. I have a lot of respect for this other lady and how she competed today. I'll learn from this and move forward.
Do you know Sal Perez is considered one of the best smelling catchers?
Where's the perfume?
He does. And umpires have commented on it, like how good Sal Perez smells.
Now, the tennis player that got told to put deodorant on, she's taken it in stride. She posted an edited photo of herself holding deodorant during a serve. She also tagged Dove, the personal hygiene brand, and apparently need to a collab. So hopefully she gets an endorsement
good for
out of
her.
It. Smart. Hopefully she gets an endorsement
I
out
like
of
the
it.
Old Spice Smart. Dry spray. That's good stuff.
But I mean, damn, on the
shout
court,
out Old Spice.
That's so rude messed as up. Hell. That's so messed
next up.
Next
up on What's Trending, FAMU is finalizing a deal to have Charlie Ward become the next men's basketball coach. According to Pete Thamel, Ward, obviously the former Heisman Trophy winner at Florida State and star basketball player at FSU and in the NBA, will now become a college basketball coach. We mentioned this before. Deion Sanders kind of paves the way for, I'm not saying former athletes had never been head coaches, it feels like it's happening a lot more at the lower levels, where they're just taking like former stars that either they're thinking
Eddie
not,
George, DeSean Jackson. I mean, Eddie George just became the Bowling Green head coach.
It's a trend. You remember Larry Durker when he went to the Astros? He was their broadcaster. He went straight to managing that team.
Baseball's a little bit different. Feels like they love foreign players. Like, Vogt immediately became a manager. Baseball's always
Matt
kind of
Cotrero,
embraced it.
Obviously.
The NBA's usually embraced it. Now at the college level,
you know, Matty
like
Q
football.
Was on the original Devil Rays.
Oh,
he
really?
Was drafted for
with the
Devil Rays.
The cool retro logo.
Before they even
logo.
Had a pro team, he was in their AAA because they didn't quite have the team ready. But he's an original Devil Ray.
Those unis back in the day were awesome. Those were awesome. That's what's trending, by the way. Here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. As you can hear, we got Jay Binkley hanging out with us, our draft insider. You and Chris Unocero have a draft special coming up on Monday night.
Yeah.
And, of course, hope to see everybody at the Landing in Liberty a week from tomorrow night. For draft night, round one coverage starts at 6. I know everybody from the station is going to be there as well. As we said, a chance to win $965.
That's a great place, man. That is a great place for the draft.
It's going to be packed.
Great
place. We've been warning people.
Great,
like, hey, you
great
wanna...
food, great place for the draft. And Saturday, Chris and I are going to be on the whole Saturday from rounds 4 through 7. And we're doing a 6-hour draft special at night. Sunday and Monday, we'll hopefully have some coaches on. We usually have
there
those on. Sonny Dykes came on last year to talk about Wiley. So, hey, Chiefs take him in the 4th round or 7th round. We'll probably get their coach, man.
Should we be counting on Wiley having any kind of impact this year? I'm kind of not.
Complete wild card, like just, you know. Yeah, I mean, we know they liked him, and he got hyped up in an unfortunate injury. Yeah, I don't know how you can expect anything. Like, anything's a good, hopefully it's a good surprise, right? Like, I don't know how you can count on much at
this
point.
Well, people were linking the fact that he was a former Texas quarterback and all that, how he was
the like Kelsey
comp from going quarterback to tight end. I actually like Wiley a lot. He had good play. He's a breakaway type tight end as well. I love his production and what he did at TCU. He's a cerebral player. I remember he would come over the sideline. Sonny talked about it. He says, okay, I have players come over and talk all the time. I was open or do this. He said he would actually listen to Wiley. He goes, you know so much about football. He would tell him different things, and Sonny would actually listen to what he did.
That's good to know. I mean, he's behind Noah Gray. He's behind Travis Kelce. They could take another tight end here. It's just... it's difficult to think that Wiley's going to have, and he's coming off a major injury. So I just like you said, wild card. Zero expectations. Getting anything would be a win.
We were asking you earlier, Bink, about just running backs, and we all have like a name or two we like. Like a lot of people have that player or two. What do you think happens with the running back room? Let's say they draft any of the names we mentioned. That doesn't matter for this conversation. But knowing that, let's say they have a rookie running back in the room heading up to St. Joe, Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco, Elijah Mitchell, Carson Steele. Like, I understand somebody can go to the practice squad, but also feels like somebody's getting cut out of that group or someone's getting traded late in camp, doesn't it?
I don't think everybody makes the team that goes. They like Mitchell because that 4.32 speed, he had elite speed, is pretty, but he can't stay healthy. Kareem Hunt's interesting. That could be your short yardage type of guy. I think they like that. I look at him more in that P. Ryan role that he had with the Chiefs. I think he kind of transforms into kind of what P. Ryan was doing for the Chiefs. But, yeah, I would love to see St. Joe being the push-out ground for a lot of these. Like Juju. Juju's back on this team. I would like there be a scenario where there's so much wide receiver talent that Juju not here.
Okay.
I just, like, the way I view it, it's like this is why I think we want the breakaway running back. I think Isaiah Pacheco's running back one. Like
he should be
day one. He's productive when he's healthy.
On paper, the guy had 4.37 speed. I mean, that is breakaway speed.
But he doesn't play that way, man.
He doesn't.
We gotta accept the fact of whatever the 40.
Oh, Isaiah Pacheco is a grinder. He's an angry runner. Not on third and one and fourth and one. He's not. Because that's why Kareem Hunt's on his team. So you can be an angry runner all you want, but what are you doing on third and one and fourth and one, which isn't much?
No, he should be the guy that gets the bulk of the touches. I think he will. But you got to have somebody that can compliment him with explosiveness. That's why we've talked about the running backs that we kind of like in the draft. And I will be stunned if they don't draft one. That would make no – I would be shocked. Now, do they draft one
as high as we want this year? Yeah. Some people say it's the best position group. I disagree. I think Thor had the running backs number one, Thor Nystrom. But I don't like the running backs as like that. I still like the edge and defensive linemen better. But absolutely, running backs are probably the third best group in this draft.
We discussed the top 10 and what quarterbacks could go. You have Jackson Dart going to the Steelers in your guys' mock draft for the character concerns crew. What do you think ultimately happens with this Aaron Rodgers situation? The Steelers say, we're being patient, we're not worried. I would have set a deadline weeks ago, but also I would set a deadline the day before the draft next week. Let us know, yes or no, because it changes how aggressive I need to be if I'm the Steelers, in my opinion, with Jackson Dart or whoever at pick 21 or move up in the draft or whatever. How do you think it plays out? Because I think right now they are confident. I don't doubt that Aaron Rodgers is showing up. But if there was one player in the NFL that truly could wake up one morning
and just decide,
pop out of a cave and say, actually, you know what? Sorry, I promised you 3 months ago I'm playing. My bad. I don't want to play and screw you. It would be him.
A literal cave.
I think he ends up on a team. But one thing he's shown is he's willing to be a mentor. Remember how Flacco was with Drew Locke in Denver when they were there? And he says, well, I'm here to play. I'm not here to mentor anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not a great team attitude to have, to be quite honest with you. But wherever Rodgers goes, there will be a young up-and-coming quarterback with him. So I don't think it derails teams' plans at all if they're going to have A-Rod or not.
So if they draft Jackson, in your hypothetical, they draft Jackson Dart, at pick 21, you think he would just sit behind Rodgers all year, even with the first round
pick? Yeah, because he's good with it. Okay. And learning behind a four-time MVP, love him or hate him, I mean, that's a valuable deal.
Can I just say, because they've been stuck in purgatory forever, I would just say useless. If you're going with Aaron Rodgers, try to win now. Take players that help you win immediately. The only point of drafting Aaron Rodgers is to try to win a Super Bowl in 2025. Taking a quarterback is like the antithesis of that. Either draft the young quarterback or go with Aaron Rodgers. But if you're taking Aaron Rodgers, your first round pick should be a player who helps him immediately.
Yeah,
today.
I look at this draft. I don't see a guy that can come in and play quarterback right away and be the guy. I think the guy would.
So all of them, even
all of them would benefit. Even Cam Ward, I think, would benefit being behind Aaron Rodgers.
I agree. It's not a great draft class, but let's combine this year's class with last year's class. Where does Cam Ward go? In hindsight, we know Jaden Daniels looks awesome, but if we're being honest about how we viewed those quarterbacks a year ago and now how we view these current quarterbacks that we're talking about being drafted in 2025, where do you think like Sanders would rank if we include last year's? Where would Cam Ward rank?
I think Sanders not going in the first round. Cam Ward's going to go after Penix. I think Penix would be one of the top quarterbacks.
So you would have still had,
if not the top quarterback.
So you would have still had Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Michael Penix, and then it'd be Cam Ward.
I might even go Penix over Drake May, to be honest with you.
Ooh, okay.
Interesting.
If they redid it.
May, it's like it's hard to tell. Penick's just a total unknown. I don't know what
that was. That was a brilliant pick by the Falcons. A lot of people gave him crap because they spent all that money on Kirk Cousins, bringing him in, they gave him the bag. But they had an opportunity. You know what? They had an opportunity drafting in the top 10.
They got a
quarterback in the top 10, and they're not, hopefully they don't want to be there again going forward. I thought it was a good pick.
I don't know if it's brilliant unless it works.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's brilliant because their plan initially was Kirk Cousins to still look like Kirk Cousins pre-injury.
Which is silly. When they did it, we all said it.
Right. So
coming off of Achilles at his age of 34, he's only won one playoff game. This is what they do, though. Don't forget they drafted Bijan Robinson, already have an Algier on the roster.
It can't be brilliant, though, if this tells you there was a disconnect in their front office, though, one side of the room, or either from ownership or front office, because if it to be brilliant, it would have been not bringing in Kirk Cousins and then just drafting Michael Penix. That's brilliant. Not spending all this money and right now having a veteran quarterback going to make $25 million to back up Michael Penix and hang out. That's not brilliant. Even if Michael Penix is, you know what I'm saying? Like, for this to be brilliant, Michael Penix would just have to be great. And even if he's great, it tells me they didn't think he was going to be great, because then they should have known in their evaluation that Michael Penix was going to be the guy. They didn't need to spend all this money on Kirk Cousins. They could have signed any other veteran last year.
I think they were surprised a bit about how good he was, and an opportunity presented itself to get a quarterback in the top 10, so they went. And I don't know how much credit to get him. They look at the 25 quarterback class, they look at the 26 quarterback class and think, you know what? We're probably not going to get Arch Manning in 26. We're hopefully not drafting in the top 10 again. Here we are sitting in the top 10. Here's Michael Penix. Let's go ahead and get him. So it looks brilliant on the outside. I don't know what went into it, if they were showing brilliance or not, because typically they don't show brilliance in Atlanta.
This seems like it's turned out to be look better than what it was after draft night. Like I still think heading into week one last year when Kirk Cousins was a starting quarterback, I don't know anybody that thought it was just this great draft pick.
Why did you pay him so much money for so many years, like you said?
Yeah, that's Penix, the only thing.
Penix is a lot going for him. The injuries early on in his career.
This is not even about my thinking Penix stinks or is good. It's just the whole – I can't give him credit for the entire process to get here, because they're somewhat of almost – they've kind of lucked that this is turning out okay for them.
Yeah, I mean, if they went forward thinking this way it's going to work out, okay, I'm good with it. But if – I'm like you. I do think they kind of lucked into it. But this is what they do, though. Like the Bijan Robinson draft, when they already had Algier go for 1,000 yards.
Is that gangbusters? Like, is Bijan Robinson, are they like, man, I'm so glad we took Bijan? It's going fine, I guess. He's not like a bad running back.
He had a 1,000-yard running back that was a rookie the year before at Algier.
I don't like the Bijan pick, I guess, is my point. You're saying it's like a positive. I'm saying it's a negative. They took Bijan. They had a 1,000-yard running back. They took Bijan. He's fine. He's not one of the five best backs in the league. Hell, he might not have been one of the 10 most performing backs in the league.
Average less than 2 yards against the Chiefs.
Yeah, he's fine. He's not like a bad back. He's still very talented, but like, he's not Saquon Barkley either. Like, if you got that, I'd say, hey, you did great taking Bijan. Otherwise, I'd be like, why'd you take a running back?
Dude's a stud, though. Yeah. Man.
By the way, Kirk Cousins, $40 million cap hit, but $25 million guaranteed is what they're dealing with. I still think
mid-30s coming off Achilles.
Still think he's going to get traded, or he's going to have to lower his contract.
But there's such a premium for quarterbacks, man. People are like the Sam Darnolds. I knew Sam Darnold would get money. I knew he didn't deserve it either. He peed down his leg in the playoffs. He was terrible down the stretch for the Vikings. You knew he was going to command big money because people are willing to throw money at quarterbacks. You knew Darnold was going to get paid.
Yeah, I just don't know where Kirk Cousins ends up. We were talking about this the other day. I mean,
I don't know.
Because the Browns said no because they didn't like the contract that they were going to have to take on.
Flacco.
You know, and so I just don't know. I mean, what, if Aaron Rodgers does retire, do the Steelers try to trade for Kirk Cousins? I don't know where he ends up. And if I'm the Falcons, I don't want Kirk Cousins backing up Penix all year. That's really awkward.
If you're Pittsburgh or New Orleans...
New Orleans is one to watch.
If Kellen Moore,
Minnesota, if the Vikings watch J.J. McCarthy this spring in early summer, they think we screwed up.
He's not even quarterback one.
But Kirk Cousins, he was just in Minnesota. He has a relationship there. That's why people link him there. I don't know, man. Kirk Cousins' situation is going to be a fun one to follow.
And he's on the Netflix series again, isn't he?
The quarterback one, yeah.
With Burrow.
That's going to be interesting to watch when he gets benched. Like how that process went down.
Made for TV?
Kirk Cousins thing. Could you imagine if Alex Smith was just like sitting behind Patrick Mahomes the whole year? I'd be so uncomfortable.
Everybody want that Alex Smith syndrome. Let's get a guy that's a proven guy that could be a mentor. But there's not many Alex Smiths, except for Alex Smith, that are willing to set their ego aside and help. Like when Mahomes got here, that was a different Alex Smith we'd ever seen. Like he had that blanket attitude when he was doing interviews. But he had Mahomes. He would have him over for dinner his rookie year. He would have him show up at 6 a.m. like he was doing. Like he He literally took Mahomes under his wings. That's very unheard of. A lot of people have the attitude like Joe Flacco did. I'm here to play, not to be a mentor.
They also make it sound like Alex Smith was the single biggest stabilizing force of the organization. He was a big stabilizing force, but it was Andy Reid. It was the fact that they had gotten a head coach who knew what he was doing.
And an unselfish quarterback, you know? Willing to do that. I mean, what Smith did is pretty damn cool.
The last 3 minutes of the show, 180 seconds, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Results every week and then receive free support for life online at awaken180weightloss.com. Make no other random players are asking about right now.
It's almost beer time.
Wait, are you going to get beers after?
Yes.
Where are you going?
Happy hour. My spot.
Your spot.
Okay. My spot.
His spot. He didn't have to. You didn't have to blow it up in the whole city.
I didn't know where
his
spot was. People I might, know his spot.
You know, you've been to my spot.
I know your spot.
People might come kicking down the doors trying to hang out with Jay Binkley. Lake
and I went to the spot a couple weeks ago for the Big 12
tournament. He was in town?
And Obagi's dad was with us, Mr. Oak Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, Lake's got a ton. Henry's got a ton of.
Drinking beer with Lake and I.
Lake's got a ton of connections in the college basketball and basketball scene. Tons.
We talked some NBA with Obagi, his son. Good dude. Cool dude.
You know, Kansas hasn't had a lot of luck the last couple of years at the level. They've had a lot of pros.
Just guys in the league.
That are just like, they just got a lot of good guys in the league right now. Not a lot, you know, I'm not saying like there's a bunch of superstars.
Christian Brown, obviously, a very good player.
He's turning into more of a star.
Yeah, Wiggins and Brown and Obagi, they got a lot of just like really good. Really good NBA player.
Oh, Johnny Furphy just dunked on some guy's head the other night for the Pacers. Oh yeah, he cocked it back and just jammed it right through his face.
How about X-J Hawks like Sean Collins leading Oak Park to a
local
state title
for high school? Yeah,
yeah. I mean, they're doing well.
They definitely are.
Is he going to get plucked to a bigger school? Big? Sean Collins going to get recruited?
Probably. Well, I'm a Missouri guy, and that happens to be my school, so I'm good with it. I'm good with the Jayhawks in that situation. Rock chalk, baby.
We don't have enough time. I just realized we should have asked you about the whole Nico situation. I know you got a ton of thoughts on that. Maybe for another day.
Yeah, where's Nico?
We think that...
I teased Max so hard about
think,
that.
Yeah, because Max is a Tennessee guy. We think just at this point in time, obviously he's never going to get the same amount of money he was already getting at Tennessee. No. This thing backfired in a big way. But it does feel like now that all the coaches and athletic departments have all kind of ganged up and said, oh yeah, we're definitely not helping this kid out now. We're not going to let somebody tell us what to do kind of thing.
Yeah, it's 100%. People are going to be desperate for a quarterback, and they understand this.
Where do you think he ends up?
UCLA is still a possibility.
That's the favorite offshore odds because he's got UCLA ties in that area.
The funny thing is Mac, when it first came out, like I hit Mac up. He had that attitude that people have, oh, we didn't need him anyway.
Yeah, of course.
That's what Nebraska used to say when a four-star could change his commitment. I said, be honest with me. And he said he was. He was sad. I said, be honest with you. Of course, right now, go. Don't let the door hit you. That's not truly what you think.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Tulane said they don't want him. So I'm,
Tulane didn't want him.
Either way, he cost himself millions of dollars.
He bet on himself and he lost. We've seen plenty of players bet on themselves and
win.
He got
bad advice. It's the issue.
Maybe
bad
happens.
Advice.
We'll see.
Bad advice.
See if he makes some money. He could.
Did you see his family have said, we didn't do anything that could potentially harm him in his career? It's like, yes, you did.
I think you did.
The family came out and said that this morning.
Yikes. You know, if I'm him, I forget about it. I just find a new family.
Some college coach said that his dad is LeVar Ball, but without the charm.
Oh, jeez.
It's basically the way that he described it.
Where the hell is LeVar been? Have you heard anything from LeVar?
He had some health issues, honestly. Anyway. Bink. Great to have you in studio, my man. We'll be listening on Monday for your draft special. Yes. Of course, we'll see you at the Landing next Thursday night. That does it for us. We're back at it tomorrow. CDOT and Rob coming up next right here on 96.5.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.